In the wake of the damning findings of the Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse here in Australia, several Catholic groups are demanding the church make systematic changes. They say disillusioned Catholics are increasingly turning away from the faith, and they're worried attempts at reform will be stymied by a lack of accountability within the church. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Peter Johnston is the convener of the Australian Coalition for Catholic Church Reform, and he has deep concerns about the Catholic Church in Australia.
The church cannot continue in the way it's continuing at present. We're just very disappointed that apparently the bishops don't share that same sense of urgency or indeed of recognition of the fundamental failings of accountability. And of course, can I just say, in the terrible example of clerical child sexual abuse, it wasn't just clerical child sexual abuse. It was that bishops at all levels of the church and indeed throughout the world actually protected pedophiles and allowed further children to be abused. They protected the church rather than children.
The Australian Coalition for Catholic Church Reform is gathering today in Canberra. Prominent Catholics from all over the country are attending.
So there's a common view that the governance of the church is in fact dysfunctional, that bishops are not accountable, they're not transparent, they're not inclusive of the faithful, and particularly, of course, women are very much excluded from the real decision-making and key positions of the church. All that represents the sorts of things that bring us together. It's perhaps the crux of present, or the catalyst fraction of present, is the fact that there's a sign of business as usual since the Royal Commission reported such devastating findings.
In the wake of the Royal Commission's final report last December, the Church asked its Truth, Justice and Healing Council to assess the findings. The Australian Coalition for Catholic Church Reform wants that assessment released. A spokesman for the Church says the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference will be considering the Truth, Justice and Healing Council's report in May and will have more to say then. But Peter Johnston is worried the Church has already ruled out some of the Royal Commission's recommendations.
I mean, they've dismissed out of hand the extraordinarily important recommendation that priests in confession be required to report their knowledge of pedophiles in the community who could be continuing to abuse children. Have not addressed at all a key recommendation that they conduct an immediate investigation of their governance.
And he's worried people are becoming disillusioned and turning away from the Church.
Look, the Church is dying and it will continue to die. I guess there are a lot of us who are staying with the Church because it's our faith and we have great commitment to the teachings of the Church, but we are losing complete commitment to the institution under very poor leadership.
The convener of the Australian Coalition for Catholic Church Reform, Peter Johnston, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.